This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Well, the rivers are headed up because the reservoirs to the north, the lakes, they're letting water out. All of the lakes are 90% or more to capacity, and more rain is on the way. As a result, the White River will be rising at Calico Rock. It's expected to crest within the next little bit of 27 feet within the next 24 to 36 hours. White River at Batesville to crest at 20.5 feet, flood stage is 15. And in Newport, the White will be on the rise, going from about flood stage right now, 26 feet, to 30.5 feet. So White River will be rising, of course. It'll be going up on further downstream as well. Boy, this wet weather where the ground is saturated causing problems now with some highways. Part of a federal highway's collapsed near Eureka Springs. Carroll County Sheriff's officials say U.S. 62 down to one lane, but the highway hasn't closed. State highway officials say the eastbound lane of the highway dropped about 3 feet. That area gets a lot of water, as you well know. 10 volunteers from the Independence County Sheriff's Office are in Joplin, Missouri, helping provide special equipment and the people who can operate it. 7 members of the day-to-day force, who are also members of the SWAT team, along with 3 reserve officers, responded to the call for volunteer help in Joplin. Among other special equipment, the unit can provide night vision equipment, especially useful when electrical power is out in the area. Independence County Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said Monday morning the men have been stationed at a Walmart in Joplin. Fonzie has been charged with theft in Independence County Circuit Court. Prosecutors say 20-year-old Damian Gerald Fonzie of the Gregg Drive Apartments was working at a register checkout at the Batesville Walmart Supercenter. Court documents say on at least 2 occasions a friend of Fonzie's made a small purchase, paid for it with small bill, and Fonzie gave back hundreds of dollars in change. For instance, one purchase was $1.25 was made, and the customer was given $510 in change. After the completion of the sale, Fonzie was seen exiting the store with the customer and returning a few minutes later. Police say Fonzie was meeting the friend to receive the overpayment he gave the store. Court documents say one transaction was a Class A misdemeanor, the other, the $500 one, was a felony. Fonzie's bond was set at $7,500. A Jonesboro man is charged in Independence County Circuit Court with 5 counts of theft by deception. Court records say 21-year-old Cody Benjamin Ellis wrote 5 checks to a friend from a bank account at a Batesville bank that Ellis knew was closed. Ellis said in the court documents that he has 2 checking accounts and that he accidentally issued the checks from the closed account by mistake. The record from court says restitution is owed to First National Banking Company in the amount of $1,800. Ellis was placed on a $10,000 bond. And 2 young women from Sage and a juvenile were arrested and charged in court with felony theft. Court records say it involved theft of clothing from Walmart Supercenter in Batesville. Court documents say 18-year-old Amberlyn Face and 18-year-old Kimberly L. Barnes and a female juvenile were placing clothing in 2 large purses, leaving the store, putting the clothing in a vehicle, then returning to the store and repeating the process. Court records say over $800 worth of clothing was taken. Face and Barnes were each placed on a $7,500 bond, and the female juvenile is being processed through juvenile court.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.